Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. With more and more alligators being spotted by the public in residential areas, you might think you'd be better off selling your home. The fact is, there's no need to panic if and when you see a gator in your neighborhood.
We're just trying to help people put it into perspective. People will be beginning to see more and more alligators in the future, and not every alligator is going to be a problem.
Greg Creasy is a wildlife biologist with Texas Parks and Wildlife. He says horror movies and attacks by the more dangerous and non-native crocodiles have caused people to be afraid of Texas alligators. In fact, in the past 15 years, there have only been 15 reported alligator-related injuries to humans.
The number of attacks by alligators in the United States each year is less than injuries and fatalities from dogs and scorpions and snakes and sharks. All of those are much more dangerous to people than alligators.
So what do you do if you see an alligator? Well, keep a safe distance from them and keep pets away from them as well. Don't swim in an area where there are alligators and don't feed them.
Because people have fed that alligator and they've broken down that natural fear that alligators have for people.
That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.